They're not even gonna draw.
No, so then what's the difference?
Just to get ahead.
It's to get the your millwork in.
Gotcha.
Or could we put it? Could we put our millwork in without tile underneath it?
No.
Okay.
No, because they've got to move stuff.
In case.
Right, but yeah. These are 4 foot tiles, I think. Anyway, but
no, they're 2x2.
They're 2x2.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
So we put that underneath the base. Set your base on there. Whatever underneath there, you're never gonna see. The weight is on it, and you're putting the base in front of the cabinet anyway. So when you're laying out that tile, it's gonna look like. Whatever it is, like it followed right in through.
I don't know. It just sounds like more work than it is.
Well, then you wait to acclimate on the cabinet. You'll be there for another 3-4 months. Don't forget, that's lightweight concrete. And the moisture is not on top of the floor. The moisture is in the concrete for the soaking of the gravel.
Russ, do you have an issue with that?
Flooring should go under the casework.
Mm-hmm.
The concrete should be the right moisture content. According to the flooring people. And,
but Russ, this is underneath the base cabinet. You're
no,
never going to
I think
see.
You, I think
that's
you're
a
both
big
saying the exact same thing.
No, he wants to make sure that the floor is, the moisture out.
Did so they
no,
ever the, check it?
The
yeah,
concrete
actually,
should be to spec, right?
Well, the concrete is to spec.
That's all he said.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did I misunderstand?
Did Elite ever come and do the moisture test?
Matt was going to check in with me today.
The moisture
or concrete.
No, the
concrete should be to spec and put everything underneath it.
The concrete is to spec and everything. It's all been tested and everything. But that just just gives you now area. It's wide open and then you just go in and do your floors.
We totally all agree.
We just need to, you know, prove to us like you said you would, which if you've got a spec test done on it, show us that so we have it in the record.
Wait, I just want to make it clear. Are you talking about moisture or the concrete?
Compressor strength.
No, we don't care about the concrete.
The moisture content of the
slab
meets the requirements of the floor installation.
Yes, but I'm talking about solely underneath the base right now. Not the main floor. Just underneath the base, except the cabinets.
So the question is, Nick, does the underneath the cabinet,
right.
Does it meet the floor spec?
I don't know yet. We haven't taken the moisture
okay.
check. But it shouldn't make a difference because it's not going to curl underneath there. It's not, you know, I mean, listen.
But you're
going to
do that test, right?
Mike, you're going to check
it. So before we argue about it, let's make sure that it's
not
right.
No, I'm just trying to make it clear. Even if you were to put that tile on the floor,
right?
Maybe you're going to get one tile that's going to curl. One. We did the same thing in front. We got one tile that curled on the whole floor.
How would you even know that?
Because you'll see the edge of the tile.
Oh, you mean from outside.
Right.
Gotcha.
Right? But I'm just trying to make a jump, which if I'm putting the weight of the base cabinets on that tile, it shouldn't go anywhere.
You're going to do the test, right?
Yep.
You're doing it now. I think
okay.
you want
to
show
it
today.
Okay.
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 Let's move on from this topic. Permit requirements. That's the next topic. Lawrence work. When are we doing that?
Right after the holiday.
Okay.
Yep.
The new year.
What about the sidewalks?
New year.
When are you throwing the sidewalks?
Right after New Year.
Okay.
Yep.
Are you going to start the sidewalks on Radford?
Correct.
Radford.
I was just talking about Lawrence, so.
All the way around here.
So, yep, all the way over here.
Where are you?
Permit requirements.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
So you plan to protect the sidewalks while you do the polish work?
Yeah, absolutely. We should, a little plywood down.
Just digressing, and I hate what they were doing that concrete and the fence coming down that area. I checked the spec. I was going to send an RFI or something. Like an anti-graffiti, I noticed that there's a lot of graffiti over here. And all that beautiful work that Hull did, we don't want it getting ruined. So it may be in the spec, I didn't see it, but
and some graffiti paint
sealer
on the brick.
Yeah, I've done it.
I don't think so, because the brick is naturally impenetrable. It's an iron spot brick. That's one of the reasons it was selected. But I'll check the spec too.
I may have missed it, Russ. I just want to avoid, you know.
Yeah, well, that's why we chose this expensive iron spot brick because it is naturally impenetrable. We'll check the spec too.
Yeah, just in case something, easier to clean and stuff.
So, Are you, I'm kind of looking ahead, if you're going to do sidewalks, are you going to take the fence down along Radford and leave it down?
Yep.
Wherever we can, as long as there's no work going on, yes.
We're done.
So we're going to have to make sure those doors are, or some, nobody can get in.
Well, the rolling gate is going up.
Yep.
On that side, I think that's the only opening on that
okay,
side.
Okay, how are you going
to
lock it?
Don't you think the whole job site should be secure until it's turned over?
Yeah, we can. We can leave the fence up, no problem.
Yeah, I would.
It seems to make more sense to me.
Even for liability purposes, when he walks on this thing.
Yeah.
We'll just put move the right up against the curb.
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, let's not do that.
I agree.
Again. Two-week look-aheads. I got everybody's. I sent it out except for Lombardo. I'll get that from him and I'll send it around.
Nobody from Lombardo here?
No. I spoke to him
he's
earlier.
He's saying there's no work.
He's got sprinkler here. Yeah. Sprinkler guys here in the community building basement.
It's new work. We'll talk about it.
Okay. Next topic, construction observations, fencing barriers, that's a constant battle. But that fence, the construction fence on McLean, thank you, is a disaster.
Is that the one that fell? No, right?
No, the whole fence on Lawrence falls. When you get that wind on right. that street, it's happened before. I mean, I think they took the screen off.
Yeah, it was a good cleanup afterwards.
It's just...
Thank you.
It was very windy. But back to the gate on the plane. Can we do something with that? Maybe steal the one from here at Radford, since we're not really using that, and put it over there, or...
Let them finish the brick, and then we'll put the new gate on there.
Yeah,
because the lull, it's tight. The lull's hitting it. You're loading brick. Yeah. And by the end of next week, he's out of McLean.
Okay.
He's out of McLean with the brick. You know what I mean? And then we can clean that all up and, you know.
Yeah.
We can even tighten it up afterwards.
Yeah.
Yes, please.
Yeah, definitely.
Sounds
good.
Because that one door's going to go in.
Okay.
Now, the only thing that we're going to do when coming to McLean... When we do the sidewalk, because we have to put a jumping jack in there to get it to compact, I just want to make sure. I'm just paranoid right now. We have a
next
sidewalk back there. Right. In that little corridor. Don't we have a sidewalk there?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm just paranoid because that building went down in the Bronx, and it was all cracked up. And I, God forbid, that's all I'm saying. So we have to figure out what we're going to do there. My advice is to put a 6x6 right across from building to building to hold that wall steady and let pour our walk. And after that, I don't know how he's
going
to... We can take the 6x6 down. But I don't know how he's going to get to that wall after he puts the sidewalk in to repair it. I don't...
You have to give me 15 minutes and I'll walk the building with you.
Before 117?
Thank you.
Yeah.
So it shouldn't... Your base contract sidewalk work.
That's
what
moisture
test. Future repair 117.
But coming down this way.
I think he's talking about in the alleyway.
In the alleyway. Not worried about the front because that's when you go there. You'll see where.
Yeah,
that's what I'm worried because you got to get down there. The way.
All the fixes really show it's mostly happening from the inside that have been discussed. So I don't think the alleyway is concerned.
Okay.
And
I mean, you spent months there with the mason.
Yeah, and you chopped the foundation and it caused all sorts of vibration and there was no movement. It's been monitored.
They
and you should also know that
there.
The interior of that building is fully shored.
Yeah, all I'm saying...
But I don't think it's a Piazza issue, right?
No, it's not. I just don't want it...
No.
Because the wall... it's nobody's issue what happened there. Okay? What I'm saying is the wall is kicking in like this. You understand? And I'm saying, as an experience, if you're gonna try to shoot grouting from the inside, you're popping that wall out.
All right, that's no.
That's all I'm saying. So I'm just saying, let's be careful because this is just a common sense fix. It's not an engineering fix here. It's common sense.
So Ross, if you just want, just double check before we do that concrete, if we have to leave a section out or not.
Yeah,
If not, we'll just plan on putting it in.
You already answered.
So we could continue with our sidewalks.
You already have the answer.
Yeah, no objection left that.
Exactly.
Your base contract work should be fine to do. It's only in front of this property.
Yeah, no problem.
No problem.
Good.
the locker. I saw there's a sample locker here.
Yeah, there was.
What's the purpose of it?
I believe Brian and Russ wanted to take a little look-see and see how it matched up to the ceiling, to the tile, wall tile.
Okay, are we doing that little exercise? Or?
The boys was going to get up to the fourth floor and have a little exercise. But
okay.
I don't know. But Brian, can you spend a little time tomorrow maybe to look at a few?
He's here now.
Well, he can't do it today. He's, I already asked him. So.
Okay.
Maybe tomorrow.
Speaking of locker, what is the spec on the lock of the locker? Is it built in or is it a padlock?
I believe it's a padlock.
I don't remember.
I'm guessing.
It's whatever you ask for.
Whatever you want.
But he can't remember what that is.
I know, but
it's whatever
I wasn't in here, so
it's whatever your
president
is.
Whatever, Mr.
I know
you
what
tell
I
us.
Asked for.
I don't remember.
You got what you got.
And then Paul's been doing better at closing down Lawrence when he's actually doing work on Lawrence. Thank you.
Oh, very well.
So let's keep it up.
Speaking about that, there was two violations issued. One I understand, but one was
by whom?
I didn't realize.
By the city.
Did they really?
Yeah, they did. There was one violation for Radford, mm-hmm. but we had the permit and everything. Whoever issued the violation for Radford, I think, is wrong. Because we had to. He's got the cop there.
All he's going to do is fight it. I mean.
Yeah. No, I'm just.
Yeah.
Well, you're not even fighting.
I didn't even know.
What you have.
Yeah.
By now.
I
probably.
Mean.
Yeah.
You have a permit. You go.
Yeah, I think the guy that
who was there? Wrong. None of you guys were there? None of the bosses were there?
No, it came in the mail.
That's even crazy.
That makes no sense. Okay, let's move on. Submittals. Again, I spoke about the Mulberry resubmittal.
Mm-hmm.
Please stay on top of her.
Yep. There was also, I think, an RFI comment, but nothing to bring up right now.
Okay.
I don't remember exactly.
Okay.
So just a good time as well.
Yes, before you move on from submittals, Brian, I sent you a submittal.
Yeah,
please look at that.
I sent to Vince and Nina right when you sent it to me.
I mean, it's nothing difficult.
Okay.
It's the data rack, the patch panel, and the jacks.
Why is it so late?
I don't know.
I don't know.
Honest.
He speaks exhausted.
okay, so please expedite.
Yeah, I did upload it onto Submittal Exchange, but it's nothing, you know.
If it's per spec, they're usually returning quickly.
Yeah. Yeah, it's Cat 6 jacks. It's the Cat 6 patch panel, and it's the rack, which they spec'd out. So.
What's the update on the fence? Are we submitting one soon?
Gus and I had a meeting last Friday with the fence. So
okay.
The answer is yes.
That's that little fence?
No, it's a wrought iron. I call it the ornamental fence, right? That's what you're talking.
Mm-hmm.
We did that meeting last Friday. So
forthcoming.
What is
that? Soon.
Yes.
As Mike says, very soon.
Soon, very soon.
Does Carlo make it?
Mm. No, it's a special thing.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What else are we waiting on? You guys sent back those panels.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful. Thank you.
Is that
Brian?
The zinc?
No, the acoustic panels.
Yeah,
the zinc stuff never went in. Weren't you going to resubmit something?
No, zinc is...
Nothing to resubmit.
Nothing to resubmit.
You're getting
okay.
The spec.
You're getting the spec stuff. And I sent an update, I think yesterday or the day before. Everything's here.
Everything is here.
Everything that we need except the $1 million, I think I was saying.
Mm-hmm.
And they paid for a quick ship. and I'm getting a tracking number.
They went from Germany to the good old US of A.
I'm getting a tracking number on the quick ship.
Nine.
Any day now.
That's all I know. What are they working in the courtyard right now? The cladding guys.
The upper ACM panels.
Nice.
Yep. Yeah, looking good.
Okay. Submittals. You have nothing. You're good. Jose just begged for mercy on his submittals. And then we need that fence in quickly. Okay, moving on to RFIs. The only two open RFIs is 388, which is the egress map. I'm guessing that's Ava.
Yes, it is.
And 389, which is the bronze plaque. I think it's in your hands.
That's also...
Yeah, the only question now is that the current superintendent will not be the superintendent when we commission this building. That is a guarantee.
That's way
sounds like a conundrum.
Well, now there would be three superintendent names on it. We can't do that.
Looks like the plot got bigger.
Just put Quesada's name on it. He's the guy who made it happen.
I know, right?
Quesada.
Yeah.
Just put his name on it. He's the guy who made it happen.
I agree. Because Rodriguez isn't even going to be here for the ceremony, let alone his name.
Ava's going to be very good.
All right.
That's my idea, but...
I'll run it by somebody. I don't even know who to ask that question to, but I'll ask somebody. Because I can't ask Rodriguez.
Board president.
Do you mind if your name's not on the plaque?
You won't mind. Just skip right over it.
The board president.
Yeah, I will.
Okay. There's nothing else pending, so that's great. Any new coming down the pipe? No? No. Good. Next topic, new items. First floor security drawings, we set that in. Are we still waiting for an update on this parking lot stuff?
Wait.
I know we have a meeting at 2 o'clock. Don't worry about that. I'm talking to Brian. Close your ears.
Yeah, that's the only sketch you're still going to send us.
Okay, and then we're going to talk about the elevator tomorrow at 2 o'clock. I'll set up that meeting on Zoom.
Yeah, because I'm waiting for Isaac to give me updated drawings.
Meeting with Schindler tomorrow.
They're going to tell us
what they're providing, so Isaac can decide
put
if we need more
okay.
or less or
yes.
something. Tomorrow afternoon we'll be.
Okay.
I have a walk-in box question. Is the walk-in box the entrance? Is it on grade or is it one step up with a ramp?
From the kitchen?
I believe it's on grade because it was.
Slab sink.
You did slab sink.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
Yeah.
Okay, because we ordered some for our warehouse with ramps, and it just destroys the walk-in box in the first 6 months.
I think the downstairs one is a ramp.
Really? How can that be? It's in front of the elevator.
Because it never gets enough. There's never enough ramp. It's always
no,
so steep.
It's
so
installed.
What happens is it comes
no,
up,
that one?
And then
yeah.
the front pounds down.
I know. I didn't notice.
I think right. both of them are...
They are?
There wasn't recess there, the basement one.
Just let me know.
But it looks like...
We'll have
I know the cafeteria one is definitely recessed.
The cafeteria one, because I saw it, but I thought the other one... Mike would know that answer
we'll
better.
Different equipment. Okay.
Alright.
I thought it wasn't because it was... that slab was thickened because of the wood.
So we didn't recess that one.
The basement. I don't think the basement.
So does the basement
box? The walk-in box is not recessed, is it?
It is not.
Yeah.
No, it's in.
Do we get a ramp? Do we have to buy a ramp?
It's in.
It's
beautiful. It's a ramp.
In the,
but it's a ramp.
Yes, it's a ramp.
It's a built-in ramp.
You walked out and everything went to hell.
You can take a tour of it. It's very nice. You can walk right in.
We'll do that. Thank you.
Yes, you're welcome. The only thing we deviated from the plan for that was the condenser has to be, there's not enough room above it. It's just going to be hung just outside of it. under the ceiling.
And then
we changed that walk-in box for that condenser.
Well, if you take a look at it when you have your little tour, you can't get your hands up above it. So it's going to be where it's going to be, and you're going to love it.
But let me tell you about one other thing. In the alarm system, is there a low-temp alarm, high-temp alarm wire? Going to need some wiring.
Now you're getting high-tech.
Well, that was crazy.
If we don't, because we have them in our walk-in boxes, it's actually put into the intrusion system. But there has
if it breaks or something?
If it gets too warm, high temp.
That's what I meant in my head.
We get a notification. That has to happen and on all new installs. So we have to look into that if that's not there. Huh? Isaac might have to be involved in that.
Oh,
yeah, that sounds like an Isaac thing.
Right. We can have a little meeting about it. You can tell us how it gets done. Are we still waiting for the termination block?
Yes, now I'm going to beg. Yes, if we could please get the answer on that.
God, Nielsen?
Is this my guy again?
I don't think so. Because your guy gave...
Scott
Nielsen
is
our guy.
I wasn't on that.
What do they need?
Usually I call Scott directly and he tells me what he needs.
I need to know... I need a cut on this fiber termination block that they want me to use, because I never heard of fiber being terminated on a block. It's usually terminated on a patch panel.
Or somebody send me an email asking that question, and I'll ask it.
I'll send it to you.
Yeah. And where is it being mounted? Is it going to be mounted on the rack?
Where does it live, by the way? Where is it now? Where is this block?
It's nowhere. Because this is part of a change order.
Oh, so we don't even know. And you're saying you don't even know that this...
Exists.
Item exists.
Yeah, because I spoke to my guy, and he said, I never heard of termination block with fiber. They said all the terminations are usually done on a patch panel. So
why don't you just let him get the fiber patch panels that he was provided to begin with? I mean, this is how this whole conversation came about. Vina commented on your PCO and said, oh, no, we don't need those fiber patch panels. Just get a termination block. And then you asked her for a cut sheet. PGA.
So I asked her, please send me a cut sheet. On it, so I know what it looks like.
Oh, so
I know how to price
it
up.
It's not Nielsen, it's BGA.
No, it's not Nielsen. Nielsen is who? All
right, so then
No.
So then I don't need the email. Sounds like.
Yes.
Yeah, this has been going on. It's been going on for a while. So I need to know what it looks like, what it is, where does it get mounted? Is it a rack mounted?
Otherwise,
that's what I'm asking for. That's what I'm saying.
Where is glue?
So termination blocks are usually copper gets terminated.
Let's move on.
Nancy, I just forwarded you the two latest emails. There actually might be a cut in one of them.
Great.
That I should send to you. Okay, I'll look into that when it's not on this thing.
Awesome. So health suite revisions were pretty much made. The door got moved. The wall got built. The other stuff got moved. Kane's in there. Do you have any work to do in there?
Where?
In the health suite, ASK 22.
He made
a good suggestion to limit the change that we need.
Oh, there we go. So you're good. Beautiful. I'm stopping inspection. I'm still waiting for you, Mike, to tell me what's going on.
Me?
Yeah.
About what?
To bring tectonic back.
Yeah, I know. I thought about that.
Fire department connection at the stage. I don't know what's happening with that.
Yeah, can you please?
Oh,
that's
please.
My new items to talk about. Can you hurry up, please?
Yep, I will hurry up.
Chris DeSantis on that?
Like,
no,
really?
We don't need him. It's
So they're missing a
on
part.
On my end.
A piece.
Contractor's waiting for a piece to put in so he can put the wall up and
I'd love to finish that because
yes.
Then I can kick them out even
yes.
sooner.
I showed Black Hawk Sprinkler Guy where that dry valve is supposed to go. They completely didn't understand what BGA was saying. He wanted it to put it on top where the backflow is. I'm like, no, that's not where it's going. It's going in front of the wall. We just need enough room for the desk there. He goes, oh, okay, we can do that. I'm like,
whose office is that?
That's the little desk
for
the kitchen. Kitchen
desk. Open area with a desk.
Where the kitchen manager will sit?
Yes.
Okay.
And I said to him, if you can put it higher, and then they can just be accessed with a ladder, that would be best. So they're not banging.
You inserted what?
Yes, I will.
Yeah,
that's
the longest freaking well.
Next.
Nancy, come on. Let's go.
What are you doing? For what? What are you pushing me for?
Oh,
Chris, I went
Chris
through
would
all
have been
my
better,
items. I didn't hijack the meeting, okay? Your little friend here hijacked the meeting. I don't care.
Chris would have been done by now. I'm sorry.
Speaking of, I apologize.
Man,
I need
care.
To run.
Brian, do you have anything
I have
for
nothing.
Me? Okay, good.
Yeah, nothing. We'll talk soon.
Yes.
See you at 2 o'clock on Thursday.
Goodbye.
Merry
Thanks
Christmas.
For coming.
I got to start with Russ. Russ, do you have anything?
I just want to reiterate that, you know, we got a lot of finished materials going in now, and they need to be protected because they're not going to be accepted incrementally. It's going to be accepted as a whole. So please make sure you get the right environmental conditions and things are protected. Thank you.
Okay.
So I think that, I'll add to that. So if you come across something that's questionable environmentally, please don't do it and then say, throw your hands up in the air and say it's not our issue. Just
okay.
Please come to us first.
Has the building been maintaining a constant temperature? If anybody knows,
70,
know
68 to 70.
As, okay.
So, my
check the data recorder.
It's on the fourth floor, right?
Yep.
Do you have one on every floor?
One on every
floor? Sure.
I got a thermostat on every floor. It's got pictures.
Okay, that's great.
Every
so,
day.
So, my question,
like
as far as temp
good.
Is,
good.
There's been a couple of times that my men have reported to me that someone, and it could probably from the management team, has directed them to shut them off because of the outside ambient temperature. So, I think that's a bad idea.
Shut what off? What is it?
The temperature is 65 outside and we're maintaining 65. Why do you need the heaters?
Okay.
I don't think we're skilled enough.
No, I think the heaters shut up.
They're on thermostat.
They shut off automatically.
They should have a digital thermostat
right.
built in.
They have it.
So, but I think... Unless I misunderstood my men, they were told to power down these things when the temperature was...
They should not.
No, because they're
yeah,
set
right.
already.
No.
They're set already.
Okay.
They're set. They go on and off. So if it's 65...
With them, we have to restart the units a couple of times. I think before we...
Well, that's because
they
ran out of
diesel.
Oh, yeah.
They should stay on
yeah,
and work themselves, right?
Yep.
That's where we're agreement on.
Yeah,
that's how it's
going.
Yeah.
But if... If they're walking by and it's off, there's a little gauge on top.
Do,
yeah.
Somebody
did,
thought
then it just
all
needs
that?
To be filled. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Michael, second floor today was at 69.
It's wonderful.
Third floor is at 68. And
see,
the fourth floor was at 71.
It's like two
perfect.
Warm.
So it's moving.
My wife
so
doesn't
it's
down.
Exactly.
50 degrees.
It's too hot.
I know.
We gotta call Empire,
so,
not Empire.
So, Jim,
what
you have something
saying?
On fourth floor
guy,
that reads temperature?
It.
Like, what? Where is it? Like, what do you have?
Who?
It was on the wall.
John?
So someone smashed
oh.
into it.
Ceramic
or
guy?
It off.
No. John Munir?
But it's
yeah.
a data
recording guy.
It just dragged
oh, wait.
I
yeah,
didn't know.
What about
supposed
it?
To go
yeah.
to
put it
the,
in 2 weeks ago.
What
the temp
Mike's
is.
On it.
Every
the guy's coming today.
He's here. I'm going to get the hell out of
here.
I'm going to go meet him.
Who
needs
you?
Well, I want to finish my stupid meeting.
Okay.
So did you know Jim has a data recorder for on the fourth floor recording the temperature? I'm just saying. So I'm on the fourth floor.
Shit don't work.
When you get
here
in the morning.
So, Mike, what do you got?
Yeah.
Me?
Okay.
Oh, thanks, Russ.
Thank you.
I just need the fire pump thing finished so I can finish my masonry in the community building.
Yep.
Is that the wall that...
That's...
The stair wall?
Well,
the
stair wall
the,
on... Yeah. There's the stair wall and then there's the
else.
One that closes up
but it's
the...
it's the same area.
Same area. Those
yeah.
two walls have to be finished.
Yep.
ASAP.
Yep.
And I'm not going to do one without the other. We're going to do both at the same time, so...
That's it?
Yeah, basically, yeah. We touched base on everything.
So, Jim, I just wanted to... Jim, you and I, we had a discussion. Sheetrock thing is you can put your duck, and whenever you're ready, put your unit up.
Where?
Well, I'm ready now.
On the roof.
Oh.
Yeah.
He
the rigger's not.
The second. Yeah.
The who?
The rigger.
The rigger. He's got
oh, yeah, well,
I understand, but
yeah.
I'm just saying,
it's
what
right.
we discussed last week and what we
yeah.
discussed
yeah.
The other day
yeah,
on the talk
that
hall,
we're still
I'm just
reading
it.
I have the duct ready to go. It was ready to go Monday, and then all of a sudden it wasn't.
No, Monday, actually, when we worked Saturday, the fucking lift went down on us.
Yeah,
and he couldn't get up there. We had him here. Just didn't go up.
Yep.
He doesn't check in with me.
I don't know.
He just shows up.
At 8:30 this Friday?
Yeah, he said he would. Because I'm going to come with Al as well.
Okay.
This Friday again?
Yeah.
Because of the holiday.
Yeah,
I'm going to come too. 8:30 Friday?
Oh, great. Let's all come.
I'll let Landy know that we're all here.
It's not about you.
Bring the
donuts. I don't want it to be about me. Trust me.
It's about the deputy mayor.
Okay.
Bring the donuts.
So, the way that I'm looking at it, this week, I'm hoping that the scaffold is down on this corner here. So we can put, we already put up the three windows there on where he did it.
What corner?
Right here, on whatever it's called there.
Lawrence Street.
Stair B.
Yes, Stair B, okay? Then he's going to be finished, I would say, mid next week. If we're right, we should be done on Lawrence and McLean. And the scaffold comes down there, and we put all those windows in, which is what, 7-8 windows, okay? And in the meantime, they're working in the community. And they're working up on the clear stories.
When are those windows in the community going?
You're cutting them now.
The precast, Nancy, is going to be a separate thing for the main entrance.
Right, we're going to tarp that in.
That's going to be a little
That main entrance, we're going to tarp in and just put
all
that
those, they're big pieces.
Put one heater in there for them, and that they go up on that.
But the other sides will be down and open. And
so let's pray that till the third week in January, the weather stays like this, we're golden.
We're fine.
We're golden.
A question about scaffold coming down. Because I know it's Lombardo, right? With the jockey pump. So there was discussion that the scaffolding was going to be coming down at the end of
the month.
December. That's, is that still
yes.
Where is this?
Doable?
Yes.
For Areaway 1? For Areaway 1?
Wherever he has to bring his...
Yeah, that should be obtainable.
Oh, that's because he needs to access that lower that unit in, right?
Yeah.
Oh,
yes.
It's
called Areaway 1.
That's where? Yes. Was there a stair B over there?
No, it's called Areaway 1. It's the
in the
left
middle.
Of the main
kind
entrance,
of, yeah.
Yes.
Oh, well, that scaffold's down.
It's coming down to the rooftop.
Yeah.
It's close. All
right, well, that's good.
So, yeah, so that should hold
that's
true.
Good.
Do you think next week?
Yeah, they got a couple things to finish up, and then wash down, the last it'll come down.
Okay.
So the last thing that we're going to put in, okay, and is going to be the doors and hardware. That's going to be March. Okay? I want to figure out, we're going to figure out what we can do with the millwork. That'll make up a lot of time. Because he's got the millwork up on the fourth and third floor. That'll make up a hell of a lot of time.
And we decided that Becker is going to turn over the actual core, so we skipped the construction core thing, right? Is that what we talked about or no?
We talked about it. I'm not sure.
I don't think.
You're not sure I want that, you said?
Yeah, we need to talk about the timing.
Gotcha.
So nothing's been said on that.
All right.
We bought you construction
course.
Okay. I'm good.
Yeah.
You done, Mike?
I'm done. I have
one still. Friend,
can I go?
No, thank you, Nancy.
I'll skip over Nick. Joe?
I have nothing. John,
the elevator guy, confirmed he's good for the meeting. And I'm not sure without double checking, but he just sent an email. Climate control is becoming a hot topic in the elevator. Not for our work, as part of the inspection. I don't know if we at the top of the shaft, he's saying.
I'm not inspection?
Sure.
How the fuck is it going to be? Even if you had climate control at the top of the shaft, it's always going to be cold.
I don't know if we bought anything for that in the contract.
Yeah, to control the climate in the shaft.
Yeah, they have requirements for temperature and humidity control.
Yeah.
But it's a completely interior elevator, so it'll have it.
Okay, he sent me the email, that's it.
Yeah.
And then...
where did you get the email from? From the building itself? From the actual building itself?
Bulletin 5, wasn't it?
Yeah, right? Like normal.
Bulletin 5 added...
Exhaust fan or something, right?
We added
there's a split system in there.
Okay.
We added a split system because the controls went in the top. The BGA is aware of that.
I just saw the email.
Should all be good.
I didn't know all the details.
Should all be good.
Some sort of ventilation. not necessarily an exhaust fan, okay, but something
that's air conditioning.
It's got its own air.
This guy is.
Are you serious? Well,
maybe he was just asking.
Asking a question. No, I was making a bit.
Can you put an air conditioning elevator in my house?
Sure.
No, serious.
It's a new thing.
Jose, you don't have anything, right?
No, seriously.
No, it's a new thing because they put the electronics in the
shaft.
Jose,
please don't have anything.
No, I don't.
No, they didn't use
it. I mean, unless you really do, then go ahead.
No, it doesn't matter.
You can change it.
The elevator came in?
No, I have nothing.
You sure? We'll let you talk.
Everybody left.
I need an extra piece.
No, I think for
you can go
over
to me if you want.
I think no. I think
I know.
I'll listen.
Well, they
call
I'll
listen
guys
to you.
Yeah. I'll call the engineers.
I hear you. I got a few things.
Oh, Jim has a few things.
All right, let's make it quick.
All right. Number one, tentative startup for the temporary heat is 1-2.
Yeah,
I can't do it on 1-2. If I'm rigging on the same day. I mean.
Okay, so rig on the 3rd.
No, I want to rig on the 2nd.
What is the date, Jim?
It doesn't matter. Conan's not here. At this point,
it'll be here tomorrow.
We don't know.
Right now, there isn't. It's all tentative until this is filled out.
Jim, I think it's all.
Christian can fill out.
Jim, I think it's all contingent upon when Con Ed comes back out.
Understood.
Yeah.
Understood.
It's all.
But that is a tentative date, and I'm going to push it one day for the startup.
All right. I don't think it's going to make a difference.
And that sheet has to be filled out by your electrician for the power.
Well, there's some stuff on here.
Russ, how much do you want to be in the loop with
what else?
Furniture stuff that
I'm only other thing, it does relate to temporary heat. And it's once we start these systems, the filters are going to have to be changed on perhaps a daily basis.
Why?
There's no more sanding, Jim, on the floors that you put down.
As needed. I've said it all along.
No, but
as
I'm saying is there's no
once
more.
Once these filters become clogged, we have to change them.
Yep.
But there's no more sanding. I say, unless
that's
when you start doing it,
because the expensive thing is the ERUs.
So the cleaner the building is, the less time he's going to have to clean.
So hold on.
Right.
When you're grinding the terrazzo, it's got a vacuum. So you're going to get.
So that's good. Nothing. So it's as needed. We're not doing it every day if we don't have to.
What is the MERV rating on the filters?
8.
Building
even
wide
in the unit, everything.
Can see.
So we took the 13s out of the unit, put 8s in them.
And we did that why?
13s are 3 times as expensive.
Ultimately, they will be 13s. Right?
Ultimately, we'll put them back in.
Gotcha.
For
right.
And so we will have 13s.
You have 13s, but we're not putting them in during construction.
That
but
makes sense.
You have double 8s. Double 8s is better than a 13. Because you have initial at the return.
That's what I said. I didn't want to say it. It sounds
you
stupid.
Can almost double it. But
right.
Well,
no, you'll be paid for the filters on an as-needed basis. Right. So you agree to that when you change order.
Okay, when you turn over, there'll be new 13s.
Yeah.
Okay.
Got it.
For balance.
Right.
For balance.
Awesome.
All right. That's really all I had.
There was...
Oh, one more. I'm sorry. One last stupid thing. The underground duct is the return for that ERU-3.
Okay.
ERU-03.
Yes.
I understand there has been water in there, and it could need to be cleaned.
So you just blow that out.
Where's
Luis? How do you clean it?
That poor bastard.
How do you clean it? You blow it out?
He's the only guy that can really fit
in
there.
Oh, a person goes in it to clean it?
I don't like that.
Why don't we check if there's even any water in there?
Let's inspect it.
Yeah, absolutely.
If it needs to be cleaned, it needs to be cleaned.
There's water. I know there's water.
I got a guy, too.
Skinny?
Very.
Short.
Anytime there's a confined space, we call him.
I'm just lucky him.
That's all I have.
Okay.
Okay.
Nothing, Nick?
No, right?
No. A lot of red markings with no comments.
Well, I'm just making notes while people...
I'll fill out our portion, and then you got to give it to your control wiring guy, because there's a lot of stuff on there for communication. There's communication stuff on there.
Why don't you guys get together and
I'll check off our stuff.
Okay, power.